Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after. Little Stones bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out. Use it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there for you. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. I hope you'll subscribe to my free newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Check out my blog, too, when you get there. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me, see what we got going on over there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. And don't worry, I'm not going to tell you what I had for lunch or who I'm meeting with. I don't do that kind of Twitter. If you do, that's fine, but I don't do that. 23 after, Elise Minnan is our guest. She's our good friend, the author of Stop Pushing Me Around, among other books. Also, The Designer's Guide to Marketing and Pricing. And Elise, give us your website, please.
It's www.marketing-mentor.com.
And you got a new book coming out, too, don't you?
I do. It's going to be called something like The Creative Professional's Guide to Money.
Ooh.
How to think about it, how to talk about it, and what to do with it.
Well, next time you come back, you'll have to give us a preview about that.
Yes, absolutely.
But I want to continue to talk about this goal setting, getting in the mindset to accomplish goals. Not goal setting, but how do we get in a mindset to accomplish goals for next year? Talk to us more about that.
Well, I think that it seems like the more you really have to be willing to do the work required. Like, it's easy to say, I want this and I want that, or I want to do this, or I want to reach that goal.
Mm-hmm.
But rarely do people break it down into the actual plan of the tasks and activities that is going to allow them to reach that goal.
So you're saying that they set a goal, but they don't actually think through the mechanics of what it's going to take to make it happen.
Or if they do, once they, you know, kind of start on that path, it's more work than they want to do, or
uh-huh.
other things come up that are, you know, easier to do, and so it's easily dropped, the tasks. That's what I see a lot of.
Mm-hmm. And that's kind of human nature, isn't it?
I don't know if it's human nature. I think it feels very American to me.
What are you talking about? You think Europeans don't do this?
I don't know. But I mean, if you look at the advertising in our country, it's like everything the easiest possible way to do it.
Yeah.
And that's inculcated into us.
See, I think the Europeans don't even set goals. See, so I think we're ahead of them on that.
I don't know.
Just teasing Europeans. I'm just having some fun here. So what do we do about that? How do we fix that?
Well, you know, what I was saying before about objectivity and mm-hmm. distance on our business, you asked me how, and one way is with other people. Because when you run your own business, whether it's just you or you and a bunch of other people, you still make all the decisions yourself,
mm-hmm.
and often without enough input, without enough mm-hmm. guidance.
And if you're a sole proprietor, if you're a one-person shop, if you're a micropreneur, a party of one, you can kind of be all alone there, can't you?
Very much so. And people get very isolated.
You know what I used to do?
What?
I had a consulting company for a number of years before I started my media company. And I worked for CEOs. I was an executive vice president. They rented. And so whenever I wanted I needed to make a decision about the next direction for my business, I would go and buy their lunch, they would consult with me. And I would actually ask them to help me make decisions about where I was going. It worked like a charm.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what else it did. It made them feel like they were invested in my success. And it helped me to keep their business.
I think that makes sense. I mean, people want to help.
Yes. And everybody wants you to ask them for advice.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
and they can see, you know, they can see your stuff so quickly, but they can't see their own. That's what they got you for.
Right.
It's amazing how that works, isn't it?
And it's not like you go to people who necessarily, you know, have done better than you, which is always good. But you go for the person who has the distance and can see you and your business clearly.
Right.
and who knows other similar businesses also,
mm-hmm.
and has some information about some conventions or standards in the industry.
And also it needs to be somebody that wishes you well, but also will be honest with you.
Absolutely.
Because you can have one or the other of those, and it doesn't work.
Yeah, that's true.
And it needs to be somebody who's capable of having a little vision, a little forward thinking.
Mm-hmm.
My friend Noah St. John calls them loving mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a good term.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, to me, the goal, if you will, for 2010 could be to find that kind of help.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. That's Charlie in the background there,
that
folks.
That is Charlie in the background.
Yeah, we call that ambiance around here.
He agrees with me.
Yeah, exactly.
He always barks when he agrees with me.
So look around. It's kind of like a mentor. It's not exactly like a mentor, but an advisor, a trusted advisor, right?
Yeah, and, you know, it could be anyone. It could be, I mean, it helps to pay someone.
It might be somebody you pay, yeah.
But it doesn't have to be.
That's how you make a living.
That is a big part of how I make a living.
And you do that remotely, too, don't you?
I do.
And so how would they find you if they wanted to talk to you about
that? They could Google me, or they could go to www.marketing-mentor.com.
And you know what I recommend? I recommend you have both kinds.
Yes.
I recommend you have the kind that you pay the professionals, because you can demand performance from them. And the people who you don't pay. I think you need both of those. I've had both. I've had them in concert. It works.
Mm-hmm.
Marketing-mentor.com. Elise, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time.
Happy holiday.
You too. Quick break. Stay with me right back after these messages.
And try to meet the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.